tonight.
8:29 at KC 102.1, Kansas City's Christmas station. The show with Jen and Truda. Good morning, KC.
Gwen Stefani's new album, You Make It Feel Like Christmas, is out now. Her Christmas special aired on NBC last night, and we've got her on the phone now. Good morning, Gwen. How are you?
I'm so excited and happy, and like I can't, like I literally just ran through the house because they just played my song on the radio here in LA. And I was like, what?
That is the exact reaction I had the day your Christmas album came out, and I called
Aww.
Brian here, who is
I love you, thank you. This has been an incredible bucket list, like, thing that I've been wanting to do for a long time, is write Christmas music. I just think it's one of those, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but as a songwriter, to be able to write a song that would kind of revisit every single year would be a dream, a fantasy, you know? Like, Mariah Carey is just sitting around going, hi, everyone, I'm back again. What's going on in her life? She gets to come back every Christmas and be part of those memories, and I feel like that's where we get our real deep memories is Christmas time, so I just love being part of that, and I'm so happy I finally got to do this record. And by the way, not like I was, it's so unexpectedly been like well received in the sense that I just didn't expect anything out of it. It was like, whoa, I feel like, hey, hi everyone, like you're watching. That's so cool. It doesn't get old. It's just exciting.
I would think it probably is really different. Like if you come out with something like Holla Back Girl or something like that, you kind of have a general idea of how it's going to be received. But maybe with Christmas music, it would be a completely unknown thing.
Well, I think, you know what it is, I'll be really honest, I have been so blessed to be able to be doing this for quite a while and never expected to do any of it, so you don't write a song like Holla Back Girl and expect it to do anything. You never know what's going to happen, and when it does hit and people do connect, it's an unbelievable feeling. I don't even know how to describe it. There's no way to take it in or to understand it. It's just like you just, part of you goes, what? And so I guess the longer that I'm alive, and I just never expected this. I don't know what to say. It's been an incredible ride. And it's so crazy because it's going to be over in like 2 weeks.
You know what I'm saying? No,
it's
don't
so
say
different.
That.
No, yeah. I'm saying over for Christmas.
I know.
Like, it is for sure going to be New Year's,
yeah.
And it's
going to
be over. So that's what's different. I mean, normally you do like a record and it's like a 2-year cycle and you tour it and you live it. This is just like punching everybody in the face like, hey, I'm over here. It's Christmas. Let's go. It's an amazing time. It's an amazing time for music. And I always trip out on like all the classics. Like, someone wrote those songs and they're part of people's memories for such a long time. And then when you put music out at Christmas time, and I never think about it as like it shouldn't be a competition, but when you're trying to be on the radio at Christmas, you're competing against like people from like the 30s and 40s. You're like, it's a pretty magical place to be, and I've really enjoyed it, and I'm so happy for anyone that listened or bought it or played it on the radio, so thank you so much.
I collectively, one of our favorite movies on the show here is That Thing You Do, and I get the impression of you still, like, to this day, even though you've been a musician for, I mean, decades, sorry, not to date all of ourselves, but...
I have.
Running through the house going, it's on the radio! They're on the radio!
And you should have seen, because at my house right now, the elves on the shelves destroyed my house last night.
Oh, that's awesome!
I couldn't even get through the corridor. Like, it was everywhere. We were in the middle of decorating, and they just poured out every single Christmas decoration on the floor. So it was me jumping over, leaping over decorations to, like, scream to Blake, going, we're on the radio right now!
I do envision you and Blake walking around the house singing You Make It Feel Like Christmas. Like, you walk past him and you're like, you make it feel like Christmas, but you sing it.
Well, he's quite an upbeat, happy guy to be around, so yeah, it does feel like that. And so I think Apollo, when it came on, he started crying because I was screaming. He was like, what's going on? I'm trying to watch Bubble Guppies.
What's your favorite Christmas song to perform?
That's a good, very good question. I think that I haven't got to perform these songs much live, but I really love doing Last Christmas by Wham.
Yeah.
That melody is, it's, if you don't know it and you try to learn it, it's like you're learning a bunch of ad-libs because the song is very ad-libby. Uh-huh. And then once you get it, it's like addictive, like you want to keep singing it. So I love doing that one live. And I love doing My Gift Is You is a song that I wrote that was really... And obviously doing the single with Blake, that is that's been my favorite thing, because it's the idea of writing a song with him, because he's so talented. He doesn't write that often. And then to do a Christmas song, because we're both like huge Christmas music listeners, it's like a dream. And then it's up-tempo. That's really hard to do, so I feel really proud of that.
Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition, something that you've always done or something that you did when you were younger as a family?
Well, we do. The Stefani family, we're all about big Christmas traditions. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many that I can think of through my lifetime. And, I mean, I grew up in Anaheim, and my grandma would make gingerbread houses every year. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't just houses. It was like a village. And she would have a church, and she would have each kid would get their gingerbread house to take home on Christmas Day. But it was all lit up, and it had like a popcorn snow and trees. And it was a pretty big deal. So that's one of the traditions that I don't do, but I
that's too much work to carry on. But
honestly, I promised myself that this Christmas I was going to try to do gingerbread. I attempted it a couple Christmases ago, and I failed really very hard. So I think I used the wrong molasses, but I got to figure this out.
And what does Gwen Stefani want for Christmas?
You know what? This is my favorite Christmas I've ever had. Having Christmas music is beyond. It was way more fun and more exciting than I thought it was going to even be. And I can't believe that people are listening and it's getting played on the radio. And all I want is just to enjoy the moment and like marinate in the moment. Like, just, it's just been like so fun and going by too quick, you know. And I've been doing it since April.
Right.
And it's still too quick.
Well, soak it in. It really is. It's a great Christmas album. Everything from the classics with Silent Night to You Make It Feel Like Christmas. It's great all the way through.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I can't even tell you how much fun I've had.
Gwen Stefani, You Make You Feel Like Christmas. It is out now. You can obviously hear the song here on KC1021. Gwen, thank you so much for the time. It's been great talking with you.
Bye. Thank you.
Now, this does not count for the 12 Days Song of the Day.
This is the Song of the Day, but we're not playing it in its entirety right now. Just
right.
A clip. But when you hear it later today, you do want to be caller 12.
Was that Bucket List? She was awesome.
She's amazing. Right. I love to play it cool and act like I don't care, but did you hear her say she loved me? No, I missed that. She said I loved
you. Yeah, I caught that.
Could you clip that for me so I can make it my ringtone?
Yes, I will do that.
Oh, my God. You make it feel like Christmas.